This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's upset you now?
I don't know where Apple get off at the moment. I don't know, they've sort of seemed to have established this role as sort of like your mum. Like,
what?
So I've just gone back to iPhone and it keeps sort of turning my music down. What do you go? Or you are reaching your weekly limit of how much loud music you can listen to for the, you know, for the sake of your ears.
I've never heard of this.
Yeah. I don't know whether it's because I've got a new
iPhone. No, not just yet. Are you sure it exists?
Definitely.
It's sort what of iPhone I've
got an iPhone 11. I think it's an 11.
I've got an iPhone 11.
Do you listen to loud music?
I've never been told I listen to music. My phone has never said this is too loud for your ears. What are you talking about? I really don't know if it does. I think you're misunderstanding what.
Have you got an Apple Watch?
No. I draw the line.
They can get out. My wife has got one, and like we'll be sat there watching television, and all of a sudden she'll stand up. I'm like, what are you doing? Right. She said, my watch says I've been sat down too long. I need to stand up for a bit.
My God.
Oh, the other day, we were sat watching the TV and she started going. I said, what are you doing?
Oh, God. Well, what? Did you get off her?
Oh, God.
Oh, sorry.
Oi, oi. I said, what are you doing? She said, my watch said I need to breathe deeply. It's relaxing. So it's not relaxing for me. No. I thought you were having a stroke.
No. No. I can't start. I'm not into that. I think if you want to, this is what I think. If you want to run, run. If you want to get up, get up. If you want to breathe, breathe.
That sounds like a sort of like 80s reggae tune. If you want to get up, get up.
Get up. If you want to breathe, breathe.
I like it. Nice.
I don't want the watch.
Sort of like a really kind of like, you know, a sort of non-confrontational workout instructor. If you want to get up, get up. If you want to run, run. It's like, you know, that is what Sean's gym is like. We're very relaxed here. If you want to work out, work out. If you don't, fine. Just chill out. Come in. Sit down.
The only thing with the app, the thing was like, because I just think, do what you... I'm one of those people. Do what your body tells you.
Oh, God. I'd love to hear some of the instructions that your body's given you over the years. What do you mean? I'm very much one of those people. I'm very much one of the do whatever your body tells you set. What? As if that's a sort of personality type. You know, Sean, he's very much a sort of just do what your body tells you kind of guy.
Well, what mean is, what I mean is, if it's 2 a.m. and I want a Snickers, I'll have a Snickers.
I tell you what, I'm very much one of the I wish my body would do what it tells it kind of people. Like, when I'm lying in bed at 2 o'clock and I want to go to sleep, and my body's just like, nah.
Well, hang on, that's not. What do you mean? Your body. What? You're a very what?
Sorry, finish your point. 2 o'clock in the morning.
Well, just like I do, I'll just do. You know, if I don't want to get up, I'm not getting up. If I don't want,
that's the B side. If you don't want to get up, don't get up.
It's the remix. I don't. You know, like if I, you know, let's say I'm too tired for a jog. I won't.
That's self care. You're into self care.
Exactly.
You know, don't set unrealistic goals like getting out of bed in the morning. Don't dream too big.
What I mean is, like, the other thing that concerns me with, like, the Apple Watch and not wanting an Apple Watch is, I think, am I being, like, we're both sort of turning our heads away from the Apple Watch, away from the new technology. But people do this to every new technology. Do you remember when the iPhone first came out? People would be like, oh, he's an iPhone wanker.
Yeah.
And then the iPhone catches on. Like, I think.
And then you were like, he hasn't got an iPhone wanker.
Yes, but like, people must have always been like that. Like, you know, like when someone first got a candle. Like, there was no electricity and someone got a candle in their house.
A candle. I mean, that's the first time anyone's ever referred to a candle as a piece of technology.
No, but you know what? At the time, it would have been like, you would have gone around someone's house, they would have got a candle out, and someone would have gone, ooh, look at you with your candle. Oh, look at you being able to see when the sun's down. And like, you know, like you see a Ferrari and you go, look at that tosser. But someone would have done that once upon a time with just like a normal car, any car. Someone would be going, yeah, but you don't need a car, do you? On their horse. It's doing the job, isn't it? It's doing the job, this horse. It's getting me from A to B, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, so I sometimes think maybe it's just best to embrace all of the technology.
Yeah.
Like, Pete, remember, once upon a time, this blows my mind. Once upon a time, people thought that, like, hands-free was the sign of a wanker. I was like, absolutely not. I'm jumping in, I'm diving into that.
You were very early with hands-free.
Absolutely.
I don't think there was ever anyone at the other end of it. I think that was purely and solely so that you didn't have to speak to anyone. Otherwise, you were on a phone conversation for about the first 4 years that I knew you.
Yeah. Well, listen to this. I remember once being at Brighton Station on hands-free, and a bloke leant into me when I got off the train, and he went, and I was on hands-free, and he just went, you look mental, mate. And I went, I don't care, I don't have to carry my phone.
Yes. Well, I use the big headphones, sort of DJ headphones. That does when you're walking around and talking into those. You know, you'd be and then you'll see someone and you go, I can't talk, I'm on the, you point at your earphones.
Yes.
That does look. I always feel like the person that I've had to sort of say that I can't speak to doesn't believe that I'm on a phone conversation.
Well, did I?
You look like you. It looks more believable that you're on a phone conversation if you're having it through a pair of iPhone headphones with the thing there. That looks like you're on a phone call. If you're on headphones and someone goes, "Oh, sorry, mate, I can't stop. I'm on a phone call," and you sort of go like this, it's just not a natural.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. I know. I do know what you mean. We've not acclimatized to it yet.
Yeah.
Would you get an Apple Watch?
No, definitely not. No.
Because of that.
It's amazing, mate. You can get your texts and your emails on your phone. It's like your phone is in your pocket. How lazy are you?
Yeah.
That is saving me. Getting my phone out of my pocket. It's just like, what? Where does this end? I don't need something that's sort of getting my texts from my phone. God, that's amazing now. My texts are going to my wrist.
Yes.
You'll end up with nothing to do. We are literally creating a world in which there is nothing. I mean, particularly at the moment, I'm bored.
The technology that I tell you, the one that I've and never also, got around my head,
right, yeah,
is the eject button on a remote control for a DVD player. What the fuck is the point in that?
I have not seen the remote control for it. Have you got a DVD player still?
I've got a Blu-ray player.
You're so hipster.
What do you mean? It's just a high definition
DVD. Imagine, yeah, I've still got a VHS, man.
No, what are you talking about? You look. No.
Do you ever fantasise about going back to a 3310? You must have thought about getting rid of your smartphone at some point.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What? But do you?
I'd love to. Yeah. I don't think I'd ever be able to. I wouldn't be able to do it, but I would love to.
No, but basically, on a DVD player, sometimes the remote has an eject button. And so you press the eject button and the DVD player, like, it opens.
Yeah.
I've still got to walk over there. Yeah, like, what is this for? This is the most needless button. Who's bothered putting that on? Why is it on
there?
Oh,
that is a great, great, like, not Family Fortunes round, but what is the most pointless button of all time? that is an amazing question.
Oh, my God. Who was ever changing the brightness on their television?
Me.
Back in the day.
Oh, what? Back in the day. Well, yeah,
what?
No.
What?
Well, now, like, if I... Because sometimes I like to watch television to fall asleep to sometimes, and it's quite nice to have it on a low setting.
You changed the brightness on your television?
I have done, yeah.
What?
Why? Of all the things.
I've never heard of that. That is what are you talking about?
That's like one of those things. You see those things on Twitter, your dad does whatever.
Yeah.
You know that? Like, yeah, that's like your dad turns the brightness down on the TV.
You little old man. You poor little old man. In your slippers with your hot water bottle, turning down the brightness on your television.
Oh, just turn that down a bit.
Oh, my God. You could also change the colour. Who was changing their television to black? I bet you haven't been doing that, have you?
No, but there's definitely been periods where I've sort of like had TVs and I'm like, something wrong with this TV. The colours are weird. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the... Just change the colour and it goes back to normal.
Right.
How long do you reckon you've left something thinking it was broken before someone has come along and gone, yeah, you just flip that switch. You go like, oh, yeah. The lock stopped working on my car. I've got one of those things where, you click it and it shuts a remote, like a key fob, remote control. I forget what you call them, but like, you know what I mean? You press the button and the doors lock and it stopped locking on the driver's side and I was staying away and I was like, oh, I can't really leave my car open because I had sort of golf clubs in there and what have you. So I went to Halfords.
Golf.
And I was like, hi, mate. The lock's not working. Can you sort of, he said that might be the fuse. So he looked and he goes, it's not. He goes, you know, obviously you could still sort of shut it manually. And I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was thinking, I definitely did not know that you could still shut it manually. Just he drove 11 miles to a Halfords for someone to go, yeah, you could just shut that with the key, mate.
I just always think, I always think that whatever I've done is wrong. I've got no confidence in what I have done is right. Like, I mean, this is terrible. I think I've said this to you before. I've still not got a fridge.
How have you not got a fridge? Where'd you keep your milk?
It broke like 6 months ago. And I just can't be bothered. Like, nothing ever goes right. And I think if I buy a new fridge, it'll just go wrong anyway.
Yeah. I know what you mean. I've not got a microwave.
That really surprises me. You look like a microwave man.
What, like I was cooked in a microwave or...
No, sorry, you just look like you eat a lot of microwave food. You look like you eat a lot of microwave food.
Well, there you go. Looks can be deceptive.
No, but do you not like a microwave meal?
Not. I like reheating stuff in a microwave, but like I like the convenience of it. But no, I don't really like microwave meals, no. Why, do you?
No.
What was the thought process there? What were you just thinking about? What was the last microwave meal you ate?
Oh, I'll tell you what I was thinking about. I was thinking about how I quite like it. I think there's something cosy about watching the micro meal spin around in the microwave. It's quite relaxing.
You could probably get a setting for that on Netflix. You know, like they have the log fire effect.
What's have you that ever thing put that on?
No, but I want to. I don't know where it is.
What do you mean, no, but you want? What? Hang on. You just put it on YouTube.
Oh, it's on YouTube. Someone said it's on Netflix now.
Oh, it's probably on. It's on everything. It's, yeah.
Do you have it on?
I have put it on, yeah. I put it on. Finding Nemo, the DVD, had a special feature where you could make it your TV screen, the fish tank, with Nemo in it.
Yeah.
And I did that.
How long for?
Just like that's what it'd be. I'd turn the TV on and that's what would be there for, you know, months.
What do you think would be the ultimate backdrop in that sort of world? I mean, a log fire is obviously quite good, isn't it? Beach?
A tunnel. Are you going to somewhere like magical?
So you never actually get to the magical place. It's just the tunnel with the sort of the promise.